پایگاه فرهنگی اطلاع رسانی راسخون.
Now that we've seen how ASP.NET pages are integrated with IIS and how those requests are dispatched onto ASPX endpoints, let's go back and revisit dynamic content at ASP.NET. I showed you a small example of dynamic content when I printed out the directory in which the classes were defined and compiled. But I want to point out that ASP.NET inherits a lot of the dynamic content syntax that was available in traditional ASP, in classic ASP. Now, I like to start with this slide just so people coming from an ASP background recognize the same set of features. But I do want to caution you that you really want to move away from this programming style in ASP.NET. That is the interspersed script notation, which is often a cause for problems when you are trying to build a website that is long-lived and robust and testable, among other things. So while this syntax is still supported, we're going to move towards other techniques which are more are easier to maintain and work with. Anyway, so what I want to show you on this page was the types of dynamic content that you can incorporate into a page. So first of all, we have the interspersed script notation that you see down here. So this is just a way of dropping code into your page. Now, unlike traditional ASP, this is whatever language you have specified up here. It's not going to be VBScript or JavaScript necessarily. And then we also have the evaluation syntax, which is just a shortcut for saying response.write, just like I have down here, within a script, server-side script block. And then you can also include server-side script like you always have been able to in ASP, just as a delineated script block with a run at server attribute on it. And that will take this code and dump it into the class definition. So what I thought I would do is go back to our sample that we were working on in Server 2008 here and augment it with some of these additional dynamic content techniques. So I have the sample code from the slide on the bottom right down here. So I'm just going to copy in the dynamic content in the server-side script block that I had there. And I'm also going to try to make my HTML a little more proper by putting in a head and a body element and a XML namespace declaration. And finally, let's also put the closing tag in for the body and all of this markup as well. Okay, so after we print out the assembly, which I'm going to leave in because I want to still find this page, I'm going to put in this interspersed content as we saw, which is going to make a call to this local function up here, getDisplayItem, to print out a particular item number as we iterate from 0 to item count, which has been defined as 10 up here in the server-side script. And then just to show you the alternate syntax, we're going to do response.write to print out the total number of items by doing a toString on the item count variable that is declared up above. So kind of using all the different types of dynamic content injection that you might encounter in an ASP.NET page. So let's go ahead and run this page now. And we should see that dynamic content popping up, and we should also still see the reference to the directory where this page was generated. And I want to do one more poke in that directory to show you what's going on. So here's the generated content, 0 through 9 are the items, total number, all that was dynamically generated. And let's go ahead and take a look at this directory again so we can see the files in there. And I'm going to open up this C# file, which is the larger of the two, so I know it's the one that contains the class definition, and scroll down. And what I want you to notice are the ways that the various pieces of server-side code were injected into the class definition. So first of all, let's go locate this chunk of code right here, right? The server-side script block. Where does that code get placed in the generated class definition? So we scroll down to the actual class definition right here, And if we take a look, you'll notice right here that those few lines of code, these lines right here, were dropped directly into the class definition. Okay, that's an important distinction to keep in mind if you end up using this server-side script technique. So that code is dropped into the class definition directly. So what that means is you can only place things into a server-side script block that would make sense if they were put directly into a class definition. So we couldn't have directly executable code, for example. If I tried to go in here and say response.write hi, right, that would be invalid. You couldn't do something like that because you can't put that in directly into a class definition because that's executable code. It needs to be within a function. So keep that in mind. And then this code down here, we saw where that was, but let's go look for this code as well. The for int I equals 0 to item count. If we scroll down a little bit, we should see that code. There it is. So it was dropped into this function that's going to basically be writing back to the response object on the fly. So it's going to take this whole collection of this block of code here and iterate 10 times as it prints out the dynamic call to getDisplayItem. So all of this code, the code that was actually dropped into the main part of your page using the interspersed script notation and the evaluation syntax, is going to be dropped directly into a function definition within your class. So that is a reasonable place to place code, obviously. But there are certain things you cannot do. For example, I could not define a function here because you can't create nested function definitions in C# or VB. But you could do variable declarations. They would just end up being local variable declarations. So important thing to note, if you end up using these various server-side code notations, again, I'm going to encourage you to steer away from this type of programming, and we're just because there are better ways of doing it in ASP.NET. But it is important to be aware of how these things actually manifest themselves in the resulting pages.